I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Steve Weingard grew up in Elkton in the 50s and 60s, and the town as he remembers it was pretty darn colorful.
The old theater seats about 400, I think. But when I was a kid, there was a hole in the screen for a long time because of a gentleman named Herman Zetti, who had shot the screen to protect Tom Mix.
Heroes have always been cowboys.
In college, Steve Weingard did a lot of theater, which he dearly loved. After college, he moved around for a while, selling timeshares. And then
I decided that I was going to go into the film industry. So I did. I did stunt work for a number of years.
Get out. Yeah. But now tell me, talk. You show up in Hollywood and flex your muscles?
No. Actually, I was in South Carolina. And I came in one day and my wife said, all right, come on, let's go. I said, where are we going? She said, you're going to talk to somebody. Because that's all I was talking about was I wanted to get into the film. I was going to go do this. Because I had pushed the acting out of my mind because I thought, well, this isn't something that normal people do. So she took me to this place, and they were filming a movie in Myrtle Beach.
Do you remember the movie?
The movie was called Chain Gang.
Okay.
So I go into this office, and my wife says, here he is. And this guy says, she won't leave me alone. He said, look, I'm full, but she will not quit until I give you something. So tomorrow, you're going to be an extra in this movie. The next day, they pick me up and they take me out to this heavily wooded area, and out in the middle of it is this, all of a sudden there's this complex built, this prison. So I'm an extra in the movie, and they shot this scene and I was in it, and they realized that every time now that they're in this prison building, they have what they call featured extras. Mm-hmm. That just means that you're stuck there because you're in the background. So the guy says, okay, you're going to be here 3 or 4 more days. I said, cool. And then I started following the stunt guys around. And there was a Swedish guy, Lars Lundgren, who we became good friends. And he was the stunt coordinator. He'd grown up in a circus family in Sweden. And I kept bugging him. And you're familiar with that. It's tough.
Yes.
You're not a part of it. You're not going to be a part of it necessarily. But they had run out of stunt people. Some guys had been seen 2 or 3 different times. So they needed somebody. And I told him, I said, I swear I can do this.
Do what?
They needed someone to run across a compound like they were escaping. I was going to scale this fence, and I was an athlete, so this is going to be easy. And so they had spent hours preparing this prison uniform with all the little bullet shots, because as I get to the top of this fence, the shots will go off, and I'll die and fall into the bag. And you're familiar enough to know the hours that can take to set a shot up. And it's late at night, and they've got me wired. And they said action, and I took off across that compound, and I went up that fence, and I swear I still know I heard those gunshots because I fell. And as I hit the bag, everything went off. And dang, gone. I'd fallen too soon. But I am the luckiest person in the world.
Okay.
I'm serious.
All right.
I go into this thing as nobody. I'm there for 3 or 4 days. The next thing I know, I get a chance. I mess it up, and they still let me stay and do more. And the gentleman that produced this was a guy named Earl Owensby, who had built a studio in North Carolina. And I ended up he actually let me live in his motel for a couple of years while we did films. And from there, I ended up with ABC. I worked on General Hospital. I got a part in North South, the miniseries.
Now, are you acting now?
I was acting in the General Hospital.
Okay. What did you play?
I played a sleazy cab driver named Jeb. Of course.
Okay. You were acting, and then the other one you said you were in North-South.
What were you doing?
Were you dying soldiers?
The night before the audition, I had been run over.
What?
Nobody's going to believe this, Martha.
Squid.
A 280-pound man on a three-wheeler rode over my face, and it's in the movie. If you ever want to see it, my mother can't even watch it. It's called Bad Movie. It's called Unmasking the Idol. You'll see a guy fly over a tent. It's supposed to look like I'm driving the three-wheeler. I go along a silhouette, and I go behind this big tent, and then it looks like this guy throws me over the tent. So I got thrown over the tent. And I caught my foot as I was going over, and I remember turning a flip, but I thought, oh, wow, I landed where I'm supposed to. This ought to look really good. But we hadn't rehearsed it with a gun mounted on the three-wheeler. So when they put that on, it changed his turn ratio. So he came wider, and he rode right over my face. But I was lying there thinking, oh, my gosh, this really hurts. But it paid. And I heard somebody go, I think he ran over his head. And then I heard the stunt coordinator go, something I can't repeat, but he said, he ran over his face. So they actually duct taped me to a sheet of plywood, put me in a van, and took me to the hospital. Well, about 3 or 4 in the morning, a bunch of my stunt friends came and snuck me out of the hospital. They took me to this audition for North South, and there were tons of people, and it was Ross Brown and Associates, which was one of the top 3 casting agencies in L.A. at the time. So they walked us in. They gave us sides, little pieces of script to read from.
But wait a minute. How was your face?
When the guy rode over my face, when he felt the bump, he had gunned it and actually spun the tire on my face. Oh, I was a mess. I was drugged up. I just didn't care. So when they gave me this side to read, it was the part of a Confederate soldier that was just done. And that's pretty much how I felt. And they took us in at 4s. So the first gentleman, there's 3 or 4 people sitting at the casting table, and the first gentleman did not finish a sentence when they slapped their hand on the table and said, Clark Gable's got nothing to worry about with you. Get out. The next guy read, and they let him read a little bit, and they said, fine. And then I read, and they told me I had a part, and called me the next day and said they needed me there early because they had upgraded me to a better part. They fly me into Mississippi. If you ever see Book 2 of North South, when they have the battle at Bull Run, first battle, and everyone's having a picnic, there'll be a young man then ride up yelling that all hell has broken loose, and that was me.
So you can ride.
So yes. And that was the nice part. I had a long ride in, and then I get blown off the horse. That's what gave me my ability to get a SAG card, Screen Actors Guild.
Yep.
I got a job on a new series with a young actor named Jimmy Smits. I don't remember what it was called because they all have working titles.
Mm-hmm.
We shot about 3 episodes and knew it was going to be horrendous.
What was your favorite stunt that you ever did?
Besides horses, I think air rams. I didn't like cars and vehicles.
What are air rams?
It's a hydraulic plate that's about 1.5 feet wide and 3 feet long. And it can be triggered by someone else or you with a plunger, or you can step on it, and it will throw you.
So you'd really fly.
You would fly. I did.
Oh, he floats through the air with the greatest of ease. This daring young man on the flying trapeze.
You'll find a couple pictures and links from Steve Weingart's dozen or so years as a stuntman on the Spark page at WMRA.org.